Jesse Ventura is with us. He and Dick Russell, co-authors of 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. I think we have a caller for Jesse. Our number is 684-0123. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can.
It's an honor to talk to a former Navy SEAL.
Well, you know, we all have our sordid backgrounds.
Okay, so would you have a question or a comment for Jesse?
Yeah, well, I'd wish he'd run for president, one. And the comment I've had, I'd like his answer on the killing of Osama bin Laden and throwing him to the fishes after. Is there anything shady that you find
about that
whole
person? All right, okay, thank you for the call. Jesse, go ahead.
I wish I could answer more and tell you something you don't know, but I only know what you know and what we have been told. I would like to believe it's true. The Navy SEALs are certainly capable of getting the job done. You know, given the proper intelligence, there's no doubt in my mind they could be successful. But my government has lied to me so often that they have no credibility with me anymore. I mean, let's look at the wars alone. They lied about the murder of Pat Tillman. They lied about the rescue of Jessica Lynch. They lied about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They lied about ties to Al-Qaeda in Iraq. None of those were true. They were all fraudulent. So when my government tells me they've accomplished something, I have to take it with a grain of salt and say, did they really, or is this another political snow job we're getting here? And, you know, I want to believe it's true, but how do we know?
Jesse Ventura joins us. I know you want to talk about the book, but I did see some coverage online that you're considering, you might be considering running for vice president with Ron Paul.
Oh, no, not really. I made the statement that if Ron Paul would run for president, I would give serious consideration to being his running mate. And I would do that, you know, if Ron Paul asked me as an independent. But he'd have to leave the Republican Party, first of all, because I will have nothing to do with either of these political parties. They're not the solution to our country's problems. They are the problem themselves. Those two parties have put our country in the condition we're in today. And until we wake up to that fact, we're going to continue down that road.
What do you think of WikiLeaks?
Do I have any intention of running? No, but I did dedicate this book to Ron Paul.
All right. Let me ask you another question there, Jesse, but I guess you missed it. What do you think of WikiLeaks? Hello?
Yeah.
Now, what do you think of WikiLeaks?
I love WikiLeaks. I think that we have every right to know what our government does. Do you want to know why? Because we pay for it with our tax dollars. I have every right to know what all of my taxes are spent on. That's my money, and I have a right to know that. And, you know, I think it's terrific. You know, WikiLeaks is a standard case of kill the messenger, not the message. Had these things not been written and not been documented, there would have been nothing to write about. So go to the people that wrote them and ask them why they wrote them.
Mm-hmm. Was there one particular WikiLeaks cable that surprised you, shocked you?
Well, what I'm more concerned about is Private Daniel Manning, this alleged private who supposedly leaked it that they're now holding in Quantico,
yes. And
they're violating his constitutional rights. He's already being tortured. We don't know what's going on with him. And he has every right to an open trial, I would think. But unfortunately, we don't do that in our country today, and habeas corpus has been suspended. You get where I'm going here, sir, of what we're doing to our country today and what this book is about?
Yes, I do. What do you think your future holds?
I have no idea. It's kind of fun. I've never really been a guided person, believe it or not. I never came out of high school and said, this is what I'm going to do with my life, and here's what I'm going to accomplish. I've kind of did it ad lib, and as time went along, I made decisions as they went. You know, I had no idea I would get into politics and be a mayor and later be a governor and all this. I really don't know. Right now, I live half the year in Mexico, half the year here in the United States, and I've taken up surfing at the age of 59, which is quite a challenge, and so it requires me to train very hard, sure, even at this age, which I've always enjoyed doing.
Have you ever been up here? Did you know, and maybe you do, and maybe you're there, and I should have gone down to check. We have the Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame here in Amsterdam. Are you in it?
I have no idea if I am or not in Amsterdam. I've been inducted into the WWF or WWE Hall of Fame in 2004, and then I was inducted into the Wrestling Hall of Fame in the Mecca of the country down in Iowa, where Dan Gable voted to put me in and give me the award. That's the only reason I accepted it, because I'm not an amateur wrestler, and this was a very much more amateur wrestling Hall of Fame. And when Mr. Gable said I should go in, you know, he's the greatest probably wrestler that there's ever been, you know, in the Olympic ranks. But no, I have no idea if I'm in the one in Amsterdam or not.
Well, I hope they invite you or you come up sometime. Well, Jesse Ventura, I thank you for joining us. The book is called 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. You can buy it anywhere. It's published by Skyhorse Publishing. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. And if I can, on the wrestling note, my condolences go out to Randy Macho Man Savage's family and friends, because I really like Macho, and I was sad to hear of his death.
Indeed. Well, thank you, Jesse. You have a good day.
Okay, you too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.